سب کے لیے ہدایت کا، اللہ کے ساتھ تعلق قائم ہونے کا اور دین و شریعت پر عمل کرنے کا ذریعہ بنائے. ان کی باتوں کو ہم عمل کی نیت سے سنیں. انشاءاللہ دل کی آنکھوں سے اور دل کے کانوں سے سنیں گے ہم تو انشاءاللہ ضرور بے ضرور باتوں میں ہمارے لیے ہدایت یقیناً اللہ تعالیٰ اس کا فیصلہ فرمائیں گے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے، ان کے علم و عمل میں خوب برکت عطا فرمائے اور اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے فیض کو تا دیر قائم و دائم رکھے. بس انہیں مختصر ساؤتھ افریقہ میں حضرت کا قیام ہے اور ماشاء اللہ اللہ نے ان سے خوب کام لے رہے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ مزید برکتوں کے ساتھ، قبولیت کے ساتھ، اخلاص کے ساتھ اللہ تعالیٰ اور مزید کام لے اور ہم سب کو بھی اللہ تعالیٰ عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور ہم سب کو بھی اللہ اپنے مقبول بندوں میں اور دین کے خادموں میں شامل فرما لے. آمین. انہی کلمات کے ساتھ میں حضرت کو مائک دیتا ہوں. انشاءاللہ اپنے مرشد علی گرامی سے ہم سب کو مستفید فرمائیں گے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير. فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال: من أنصاري إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون: نحن أنصار الله، آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, friends and elders, in Urdu they say, دو چیزیں آدمی کو پریشان کرتی ہے، ایک حالات، دوسرے خیالات. دو چیزیں آدمی کو پریشان کرتی ہے، ایک حالات، دوسرے خیالات. Generally speaking, there are two things that can create havoc in your life, that can frustrate you, paralyze you, incapacitate you. What are those two things? One are your circumstances, your conditions, sometimes not pleasant, sometimes not palatable, sometimes something you dread, you have to contend with. You're dealing with rebellious children, you're dealing with a particular medical condition, you're dealing with financial, economic restraints, you're dealing with an economy that is going through challenges. And the other thing are your thoughts. Your thoughts. Thoughts can create havoc. In English they say, the biggest cause of depression is overthinking. The biggest cause of depression is overthinking. And nowadays people have long showers. So when that shower head is open, the shower is long, and the mind is running. The mind is running. Right? They say control your thoughts, they can become words. And control your words, they can become actions. Kehte hain na, ye neend bhi kya ghazab ki cheez hai sahib, aa jaye to kuch cheeze bula deti hai. اور نہ آئیں تو کچھ چیزیں یاد دلا دیتی ہے. یہ نیند بھی کیا غضب کی چیز ہے صاحب، آ جائیں تو کچھ چیزیں بلا دیتی ہے. ہوئی گیا تو پچھو بھولی بھی گیا، نہیں ہوئی گیا تو پچھو بہو بڑو جات جات نو مگج ماں ہو. سلیپ، وین یو فال آف ٹو سلیپ اٹ ہیلپس یو ٹو فرگیٹ. دیٹ از وائی اللہ سیز وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And سَبَتَ in origin means قَطَعَ. It has the meaning of ending off. So when you go to sleep, you shut down, you close down. And those people whose minds are ever running in overdrive, they have difficulty and they become insomniac. They become insomniac. The Arabic poet said, سَهِرَتْ عُيُونٌ وَنَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ في أمور تكون أو لا تكون، فادرء الهم عن النفس فحملانك الهموم جنون، إن ربا كفاك بالأمس ما كان سيكفيك في غد ما يكون، سهرت عيون ونامت أعين في أمور تكون أو لا تكون. Some cannot sleep and others cannot get up because of depression. So because of a depressed state, some people, they just get up. They cannot fall off to sleep. And others want to drown their sorrow by sleeping. So there are two spectrums of humans across the line dealing with the depression factor. So I often say that the Sahaba slept better in the campaign and in the expedition than we can sleep on our bed. And this is not an exaggeration. The narration speaks about it. Allah speaks about it in the Quran. The most distant and remote thing to a campaign and expedition is sleep. You are out in a campaign. You are out in a battle. How do you tie up sleep to that year? It contrasts. It contradicts. It's two opposites. It's unheard of. Can you ever heard of a person, I had an interview and I fell off to sleep in my interview? No, because interview is your body is anxious, you stress, your nerves, you bite in your nails, you conscious, you aware, you alert. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I was in the campaign and the enemy was coming towards me and I fell off to sleep. ثُمَّ أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِنْكُمْ وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية. Allah caused tranquility to descend upon them. So anyway, I was saying to you that two things create frustration in the life of a person. Ek halat, dusre khyalat. When you look at the pious predecessors, may Allah be pleased with them, then number one, there was no long-term thinking plans to create any depression in their life. Because they lived it by the moment. They never lived beyond. So there were no fears to haunt them. What's going to happen to the economy, the predictions of the economists, the future is looking bleak, this is happening, that is happening. It's creating a sense of, lack of stability, etc. The pious never used to think beyond. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said that Allah says to man, O man, I have not tasked you with the worship of tomorrow. Why do you ask me the sustenance of tomorrow? There was a woman in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She used to have epileptic attacks. She was a young woman. She was of African origin. And she used to get this epileptic attacks. So Ata ibn Abi Rabah, who was the distinguished student of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he says, one day I was sitting and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah said, can I show you Miss Paradise? Not Miss World, not Miss UK, not Miss India, Miss Paradise. I'm paraphrasing, of course, those were not the words, but to contextualize it. Can I show you a woman of paradise? Our youth, they idolize celebrities who more than often are not famous but infamous, if you know the difference between the two, famous for evil and for wrong and vice. And they boast about the sins and the vices that happen around. May Allah protect us. To commit a sin is one, but to become brazen and blatant about a sin is another crime altogether. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء. Allah says He despises, He dislikes when anybody becomes loud about his sin. Don't be loud about it. إلا من ظلم. But someone who's oppressed, he needs to speak out against the tyranny and the oppression. So So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I was sitting. And then Ata ibn Abi Rabah said, and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu then pointed to a woman. And he said, this woman, atatin Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, inni usra. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I get these epileptic attacks. I become sick and I pass out, I collapse. And when I pass out, then unwittingly, inadvertently, unconsciously, my private area becomes exposed. So pray to Allah that Allah must cure me. This was a condition she had. I said two things generally create, you know, depression in a person's life. His thoughts and his conditions, his circumstances. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this young sister, in shi'ti da'utu Allah an yu'afik, wa in shi'ti sabarti walakil jannah. If you want my sister, I will pray to Allah now, and He will cure you, and then you will be well. And if you want, you promise me that you will endure and persevere on this illness and condition that Allah has decreed for you, and I promise you that Allah will give you Jannah. No medical fraternity today has devised a mechanism through which they can impress upon the patient the ability and the skill to reconcile and make peace with the decree of fate and destiny. Have you ever heard of someone who can teach the patient, listen, this is the will of the Almighty, make peace, this is what He has decreed. And this is what Sahaba had, and this is what the ulama have defined. So in a verse of the Quran, Allah says that whoever does righteous deeds, Allah promises him or her a good life. This is the verse of the Quran. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does a righteous deed, right, male or female, and that's the balance and the justice and the equality of Islam, that it's impartiality and it's neutral nature, that male or female, whoever does a good, Allah will give them a good life. This is a declaration, unequivocal declaration. The scholars asked the question, the promise of Allah is hayatan tayyiba. The question is, what's the definition of a good life? What's the yardstick? What's the benchmark? What's the measuring tape? So Allah said, He'll give you a good life. Explain what's a good life. So they say, we, you and I, generally, in the norms in the world in which we live, we define and identify a good life as a healthy life and a wealthy life. That's a common. If you're healthy and you're wealthy, you're prosperous, you're happy, you're on a good wicket, you're on a good footing. Things are happening good in your life, healthy and wealthy. But that's the flawed definition. That's the flawed definition. Read in the world today, there are many affluent, wealthy individuals who are more suicidal than people living in abject poverty. People who are living in the lap of luxury, desiring, having everything, are attempting suicide, claiming their lives, or planning to claim their lives, compared to those that are living in abject poverty. So then it brings us back to the drawing board. What is the definition of hayatan tayyiba? The ulama say it's two things. That whenever Allah puts you in a condition, He will give you the ability to make peace with that situation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, and then Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said, لَأَكُونَنَّ بَوَّابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I will be the butler at the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's a knock on the door, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who's at the door? Abu Musa Ash'ari asked on behalf. He said, Abu Bakr. So the Prophet ﷺ said, اِعْذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Or tell Abu Bakr, he must come inside and tell him paradise is his. So Abu Bakr came in and he was given the glad tidings. And there was a knock on the door again. And who's at the door? And it was Umar ibn Khattab. So Abu Musa said, O Nabi of Allah, it's Umar ibn Khattab. And the Prophet said, اِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Tell him he must come inside and paradise is his. And not long, and then there was a knock on the door again. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Musa went to the door radiallahu anhu, and he asked who, and he said, it's Uthman radiallahu anhu. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ عَلَى بَلْوَ تُصِيبُهُ. Tell him he must come in, paradise is his, but he will be tested and tried before he dies. Tell Abu Bakr paradise is his, tell Umar paradise is his, tell Uthman also, but tell Uthman he will be tested. When Sayyidina Uthman heard this, he said, Allahumma sabran. Allah, I don't know what the prediction of your Nabi is, and I don't know what the affliction is, but true to his word, as you, he has said, I will be tested. I ask you, inspire me with the sabr at that time which you have decreed to test me with. Give me the sabr to live up to the moment. When Sayyidina Uthman came inside, he didn't nudge Abu Bakr and tell me, like, did the Prophet of Allah tell you you'll be tested also? You? No. No, that's it. If Allah has decreed this for me, it's done. There was a Sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Sa'ib radiallahu anhu. He came to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was mustajabu da'wah. His du'as were accepted. But he had lost his sight. He was barirul basar. His vision had deteriorated. And then in the end he lost his vision. May Allah grant shifa to our Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sahib. May Allah preserve his vision and grant him strength and shifa. And all our seniors and ulama, and accept all their great efforts for deen, inshaAllah. So, everybody would come to him and request du'as, and he would make du'a and Allah would cure. So Abdullah bin Sa'ib said, I found it very strange. Your prayers are answered, people are coming to you, requesting cure for their illness. You are blind and you're not praying for yourself. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So he came to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas and he said, you're praying for everyone, pray for yourself. He said, Ya Bunayya qada'ullahi ahabbu ilayya min raddi basari. O my nephew, O my son, for me it gives me greater joy to be happy on what Allah decided for me than to ask the restoration of my vision. Because that's what my Lord has decreed for me. That's what my Allah has ordained for me. So that's a sign of a happy life, that the position and the situation in which Allah has created for you, Allah gives you inner contentment. And when Allah gives you that inner contentment, for the one who doesn't have that, he cannot imagine this. He cannot imagine this. How is this possible? But this is when Allah gives it. And the second thing that I said, is that creates frustration and depression in our life are thoughts, and they run havoc in our mind. You know, they say in English, some people never heal because they stuck in the past, replaying corrupted scenarios. He did this to me, she did this to me, they did this to me. And because they replay it, so they stuck in the rut. Every time you revive a negative event of the past, your body produces the same chemicals that it produced at the time of affliction. So that means you subject your body to that trauma 1,000 times simply because you cannot relinquish, you cannot release, you cannot let it go, you cannot let that negative energy go. Just let it go. Now, one of the many things that the devil comes in, do cheeze aadmi ko pareshan karte hai, halat khayalat. One of the khayalat of the devil that he comes and bothers with us is the constant whisper of poverty. You're going to lose your money. You better do something. You better think. You better invest. Put your eggs in different baskets. Diversify. Yeah, things are going out. It's expensive. You need to be frugal. You need to be thrifty. You need to do this. Yeah. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumu al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. Allah says, الشيطان, the devil, يعدكم الفقر. He constantly instills in you the fear of poverty. This is the trick of the devil. This is the trick. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Yeah, most of the Mufassirin say فحشاء is بخل. يأمركم بالفحشاء بالبخل. In Jalalain, in Madarik al-Tanzil, and in others it's mentioned. He advocates بخل, miserliness to you. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَتِ الْآفَاتُ فَالْبُخْلُ شَرُّهَا وَشَرٌّ مِّنَ الْبُخْلِ الْمَوَاعِيدُ وَالْمَطَلُ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وَعْدٍ إِذَا كَانَ كَاذِبًا وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي قَوْلٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِعْلُ. If you were to enumerate all the evil traits, there's nothing worse than being a miser. Study the psychology. Misers are miserable and they make people around them miserable. Generous people are happy and they make those around them happy. That's a reality. That's irrefutable. Muslim or non-Muslim, if you stand in by a miser, if you're a partner and a spouse to a miser, I deal with marriage cases. Those that are partners and spouses to a miser husband, I'm afraid that family is in misery. I'm not saying spend beyond your budget. Moderation is always recommended. There's no two ways about this here. Yeah? That's the teachings of Islam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire, somebody came and asked him, he gave. Another person came and asked him, he gave. And a third person came, he said, I don't have, go buy on my name. So Umar radiallahu anhu stood up and he said, su'ilta fa'atayta, su'ilta fa'atayt. They asked you, you gave, they asked again. No, you don't have, why are you committing? So the Sahaba said, he said nothing, but we just seen symptoms of dislike on his face. Then another person stood up and he said, O Prophet of Allah, give. O Prophet of Allah, give. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bihada Umir. He's understood the purpose of my mission. He's understood the purpose of my mission. Generous people are happy people. Generous people are happy people. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, وَإِن كَثُرَتْ عُيُوبُكَ فِي الْبَرَايَا وَصَرَّكَ أَن يَكُونَ لَهَا غِطَاءُ تَسَتَّرْ بِالسَّخَاءِ فَكُلُّ عَيْبٍ يُغَطِّيهِ كَمَا قِيلَ السَّخَاءُ. If you've sinned your whole life, and it's late now, and it's dark now, and it's night already, and you've aged, and you're hunched, and you're frail, and you're weak, and you want to atone and expiate and compensate for your past, your quickest, safest measure is generosity. It will just expedite your growth to Allah. Generous people will overtake everyone on the day of Qiyamah. To the extent that narrations say, generosity will also bring reduction of torment for the occupants of hell. Yes. Disbelief will bar them from paradise, but generosity will bring reduction. It's mentioned in the narrations. So one of the tricks of the devil is, you lose your money, you lose. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Constant. Right? والله يعدكم مغفرة. And Allah says, you give, I will forgive you and I will increase for you.
www.attabli.com.
And I want to share, and time is running out. I just met our good brother Haji Iqbal from here. And the reason I say this here, because I've been speaking about this very, very passionately since October, where I had the good privilege of traveling to Kenya and to inaugurate this village. To inaugurate this village. And I wish you can travel and see it. For a daughter from this community, by the name of Hawa, may Allah bless her soul, may Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus, may Allah elevate her abode in Jannah. I wish, my brother, you could be with me to see that moment. So we know the sister had moved on, and mashallah, the family had donated a large amount of money for an entire village to be built in rural Kenya. We traveled from South Africa to Kenya, to Nairobi. And from Nairobi, we took a flight to Mombasa. And from Mombasa, we drove for 4 to 5 hours. It was 40 degrees hot 3 months back. And then we went into rural Kenya to monitor the dispensation of the funds for the Isale Thawab of this young sister. And remember, when I seen her, and that's the teachings, what the Arabic poet said, قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وما ماتت مكارمهم وعاش قوم وهم في الناس أموات. Some people have physically died, but their values and legacy has kept them alive even after their death. And others are physically alive, but everybody is praying for their death. So decide who's alive. Go there and you will see how alive our sister Hawa is. We traveled 5 hours, we got deep into it. Complete rural, poverty, penury, below your comprehension. A hut, just to give you an idea, a thatched roofed hut. It's 40 degrees hot. For me to get into the hut, I had to get on my fours to enter. I finally got inside here, and I scanned the area around me, and it was, 2 meters by 2 meters, in which 5 family members are sleeping daily. As I came out, this is it. It's a hard floor. It's a thatched roof. It's 40 degrees hot. The local brother, the owner of the thatched roof, came. And then through an interpreter, I interviewed him. And I asked him, tell me a little about your hut. He just started crying. And he prayed for Brother Iqbal and for the sister. When I heard his du'as, I wish my money had a share there. By Allah, by Allah. I asked him, I said to him, where's your mattress? So he chuckled. He said, what's a mattress? So I said, what do you sleep on? So he brought the hide, animal skin. So I smelled it. Obviously, it still had a stench because it's just put raw outside. I asked him, did you ever experience insomnia through an interpreter? He said, before I put my head down on the floor, I fall off to sleep. As I was coming out, his own son was brought to me, 5 years old, who broke his arm. 5-year-old boy who broke his arm. Not fractured, broke. So they had a splint. In Arabic, we refer to it as Jabira. Jabira. Babul Mas'i alal Jabira. In the books of fiqh, you read about it. One of the attributes of Allah is known as Jabbar. So there's no medication you take or analgesic to soothe the child. They just put the splint on. And Allah put the dua in my mind and I made a paste. The Prophet ﷺ used to read, Bismillah turbatu ardina biriqati ba'dina liyushfa saqimuna bi'idhni rabbina. That with our saliva mixed with the sand and on the hand of the sick or whoever it is, may Allah cure him, and we applied it to him. We then took this family. Now this is it. You know, sometimes you surprise your child with a phone or you surprise him with a holiday and you say you just go in here. This family now accompanies us and they live in this thatched roof. And now with the donation of Haji Iqbal for the Isale Thawab of his daughter, may Allah grant her the highest abode in Jannah. Hawa, by the way, in Arabic means لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ مِنْ حَيْثِ وَسُمِّيَتْ حَوَّى لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ مِنْ حَيْثِ. As mentioned in the Hashraf Jalalain, the spouse of Adam, our mother, alayha salam, means she was created from the living. So it has the madda of hayat in her life. Anyway, we take this family and we now transfer them into a bricked bill home. My word, the joy and the tears of happiness is indescribable. Taking a family from a thatch roof into a brick built home. I asked the father, what's your greatest joy now that you move in India? He said, every night I couldn't sleep. I had to make sure there were no snakes and scorpions. Now that we're living in a bricked home, I can fall off to sleep with no panic for my children. One of the things that the devil wants us to fear is that poverty will grip us. The teachings of Islam are spend, donate. Spend on those around you, spend on your family, spend on your neighbors, reach out to the most desperate of people, do isale thawab for your disease. Do isale thawab for your disease. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mal mayyitu fi qabrihi illa kal ghariq." The condition of the occupant of a grave is like a person drowning, hoping for someone to take him or her to shore in the form of prayer. I'll leave you with this last narration. One of the things that you make available through the world by donating is water. Mullah Muhammad will testify on a previous trip of ours when we went to Kenya.
And we went to witness some people learning Quran under a tree, and there was footage of that that has been captured as well. As we were moving along, where there was a water tank that was brought, and then we were going deep down, it had just rained. It had just rained. And as the rain came, water gathered into the potholes and the puddles. Trust me, we seen children running out of the village when the road was clear, getting on the road in the pothole, scooping that water and drinking it. I was in Rohingya camps with the Al-Imdad myself, one-on-one, not via someone. What Al-Imdad, the UK and the South African team, we were in the Rohingya camps and we were dealing and helping people ourselves. I seen a young boy dive into a pool of water which was more dirty than anything you could think of. He then took off his upper garment and washed it, which contradicts logic, because probably it will be more soiled than clean, and it has every disease you can think of. And that boy then drank that same water. Drank that same water. When we drink, do we pause? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ Allah said, but will you think for a little while when you're drinking? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Did you bring it down or did we provide it? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا You know how bitter I can make this. You know how salty I can make this. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ Why don't you give up your arrogance and become a bit grateful? I'll leave you with this narration. My time has lapsed. Hakim makes mention of it. Sahih al-Asnad, the narration is authentic. Ma'mar says, I heard from my own teacher that a woman once came to Aisha radiyallahu anha and she said to Aisha radiyallahu anha, Ud'i Allah ta'ala an yutliqa yadi. Ask Allah, pray to Allah to release my hand. My hand is paralyzed. So Aisha radiyallahu anha asked her, what happened? Ma'mar makes mention of it. Hakim has recorded the hadith and he says, Sahih al-Asnad, it has an authentic narration. He says, I went to sleep. This woman is narrating that I went to sleep and she's saying this to Aisha radiyallahu anha. And in a dream, I'm seeing ka'anna al-qiyamata qad qamat. That it's qiyamat. This is the dream I'm seeing. And I had my two parents that had both passed on. Wa kana abi kathir as-sadaqa kathir al-ma'ruf. My dad by nature was very, very charitable. Every day he gave charity. He would feed, he would give water, he would build wells, he would build homes, he would spend on the needy. He was just a charitable person. Umma Salma radiallahu anha's father was known as Zadul Raqib لأن الرُّكْبَان كَانَتْ لَا تَتَزَوَّدْ إِذَا قَصَدَتْ مَنَازِلَهُ That if you went to his house, you mustn't take money. Because he will take care of you. And if you travel with him, you can forget your wallet. And some people, if you travel with them, you need to take two wallets. Some people are like, oh, yeah, to jani join mukina Allah. Make it a habit to give, my brother. You'll be a happy man. Allah will make you happy. Spend. One of the causes of depression are your thoughts. One of the thoughts of the devil is, what's going to happen? You lose it. You'll end. In the end, the ulama say the most miserable person is a miser. Why? He has all the wealth, but he lives like a poor person. But on the day of Qiyamah, he has to give hisab like a wealthy person. Wow, can you imagine that? Right? I just end with this incident here. Sorry, I know my time is up here. Okay, quickly through this incident. Anyway, so I see in a dream, my father was a very generous person. He used to give a lot of charity. And my mom, she barely gave charity. In her life, she only gave charity once. And that is, she had given some fat of the cow to a beggar and one piece of cloth to him. That was it. So I'm seeing Qiyamah. This woman is telling this to Aisha radiallahu anha, Imam Hakim narrates it. And I come by my dad and I see my dad is in Jannah and he's giving out water. He's giving out water. And this is precisely what my dad loved. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سَقْيِ الْمَاءِ So I said, Dad, وَهَلْ رَأَيْتِ أُمَّهُ Have you seen mom? So my dad said, Our mom said, has your mom also passed away? I said, yes. So I walked forward and I seen my mom standing there. And my mom was scantily dressed. She only had one piece of cloth covering her, and that was the one piece of cloth she gave in charity, nothing else. And she's saying, Wa atashah. Oh, this thirst is just unbearable. This thirst is unbearable. I cannot take the thirst. I always say, in this world, think of pain in this world and think of Akhirah. Thirst, we cannot, sometimes you break the fast and how's that thirst? Unbearable. Sometimes it's hunger, sometimes it's thirst, sometimes it's fatigue, sometimes it's whatever it is. Can you imagine Akhirah? The pain is inconceivable. So my mom is like, this thirst is just unbearable, it's extremely hot. So I said, Mom, in my dream, and I gave you the authentic narration, it's not a tamsak. Imam Hakim makes mention of the narration. I said, Mom, can I give you some water? And she's like, please, my daughter. So I ran back to my dad, and I said, can I take a glass of water? I need to go back and give something to Mom. He's like, do what you need to do. So I fill the vessel, I fill the glass, and I come back to my mom, and I offer her the water in the dream to quench her thirst. And as I offer her, نُودِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِ أَلَا مَنْ سَقَاهَا شُلَّتْ يَدُهُ. As I offer the glass to my mother, a proclaimer proclaims and an announcer announces from above, may the hand of that one be paralyzed who tries to quench the thirst of those whom we keep thirsty. Uska haath shal ho, jo us shakhs ke pyaas ko bujhane ki koshish kare, jisko humne pyaasa rakha. And then I got up, waqad shullat yadi. The narration ends. Hakim says, Sahih, ala sharti shaykhain, and the narration ends. The message is quite clear, my brother. The message is quite clear, my young man. The charity of a person is your salvation. That is your sadaqah. That is your refuge. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَصَّرَ تَضْعِيفَ الْحَسَنَاتِ عَلَىٰ عَشْرَةٍ. Generally, when you do any good action, it will be multiplied 10. But when it comes to charity, Allah says, يُضَاعِفُ لَهُ كَثِيرًا. Allah will multiply many, many folds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us charitable by nature. We ask Allah to give us. One brother said, we are the cashiers of Allah. It's not our money. We cash in up for Allah. The best nation is donation.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن Allahu Akbar,
الحمد لله القائل من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يغبته الأولون والآخرون صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون هذا وأحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأستقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. اللهم الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.